Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me online by just going on Spotify and typing in Mark Parham Podcast, and I should pop up. And then also you can follow me on Rumble by just typing in Mark Parham. I was looking at a video where it looked like a Chinese factory in Ethiopia, and they were, I think, going through training and training some of the people there to do, to work for a Chinese factory. It's interesting because in one way you can look at it from the standpoint of, oh, well, they're providing opportunities for the people that live there. I mean, if you just want to look at it from that angle. But then another angle, it's just like, could a black businessman go over to China and open up a huge factory and, tell Chinese people, this is, you do it this way, and, this is our policy, and what I mean is, could a black man go over to China and just start a huge create a business where, there's a huge factory and the person's telling people in China what to do? And, something I've seen in Africa is that you're having folks come over to Africa and they're, setting up their own way of living and systems in Africa, but Africans couldn't come over to their country and do the same. And it's amazing. Slowly people are waking up to that and seeing, how that's going to be a problem in the future, because it's one thing if those countries coming to Africa said, if you guys want to come over here, or there's a billionaire wants to come over here and do something, we're open arms. But it's just like, there's a lot of red tape in some of these other countries, but in Africa, it's a free for all. You can sit up and own diamond mines and do this and do that with, almost no repercussions. And it just goes to show you how you have, some of these leaders that are weak. You have a decent amount of people that are, not all, but some of these leaders in Africa are very weak to just allow people to come over, set up shop, and almost do what they want. And I've seen stories where, there's people basically dictating what, Africans should be doing, and they're not even Africans. Like, you have people mistreating Africans in Africa that aren't Africans, and running businesses, and like I said, I've never seen anything like it, and is just it's strange. It'd be one thing if there was like a sort of a relationship where the countries that are coming to Africa allow Africans to come to their country, but a lot of the times, some of those countries treat Africans like like crap, but then Africans just allow them to come to their country and just set up shop and do what they want. And so, I'm glad that some people are slowly waking up, because some of the videos that I look at online, I'm just like, they treat other groups better than they treat African Americans. You think about it, you would think, well, maybe we would roll out the red carpet for people who are African American. No, some of those Africans have more respect for other groups and treat those other groups like kings and queens. And then if an African wants to do something or come over, set up a business, they put them through all this red tape. You got to pay all these fees. It's a mess. And so, I don't know what to say. Maybe it comes from, worshiping and thinking that other groups are better than them, self-esteem issues. I don't know what it is, but I've heard so many stories where African Americans come over there and are treated like, doggy poop. And then another group can come over there within a year, and it's just like people are, with open arms and smiles for those people. So I think in the future, a lot of the future leaders of Africa, a lot of the leaders who are young, I think that they're slowly waking up and they have very good ideas and they're opening up businesses. And so I think that the future generation is the generation that's going to make a huge amount of change in Africa, because some of the older leaders right now they're too passive. And it almost reminds me of the black leaders, some of the black leaders in the black community that are basically older now, but young back then. Some of those leaders were very passive. They let folks do what they wanted to do to the black community. And, sometimes it takes that younger generation to learn from the mistakes and then say, no, this ain't happening anymore. Because same thing in America. I mean, if you look at, what's his name, Jim Clyburn and people like that, some of these old Democrats, they just allow people to do whatever they want in the black community. And, you know, again, it's just not good. It's not good in Africa. It's not good in America. And, you know, I'm happy that more young people are waking up. Like, the thing that makes me proud is that young people are calling it out and saying, oh, well, this shouldn't be happening. And, you know, people are speaking up and, you know, they're just saying what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong. And I'm so happy about that. That's encouraging, because some of these older leaders, they were good in their time, but that whole, you know, let's be open arms to everybody, that doesn't work. That does not work when people don't want to be open arms with you. And that was, in my opinion, one of the problems of the civil rights movement. It was just like, well, let's just accept everybody. You know, everybody's an ally and let's come together. And then you fast forward, who's trying to come together with black folks? Like, who's saying, you know what, I want to help black people. I want to help the black community. Like, who's trying to be an ally to black folks? People get what they need to get, and then they forget all about black people. I mean, even if you look at all of this protesting that happened with George Floyd, after the protest, the non-black people go back to their communities and the black people go back to the, you know, the ghettos and slums of America. And so, again, it's a lot of people like to, you know, sort of stand next to black folks and say, oh, we're allies and we're together. When in reality, it's like those same black people that they were protesting with, if they saw them walk down the street in their neighborhood, they would call the police. And so, again, I'm happy that Africans in Africa are waking up. I'm happy that black Americans who are African American are waking up, because, you know, we can't just keep on accepting anything. I mean, we can't just keep on accepting bad treatment. My bad. We can't keep on accepting bad treatment from everyone. I mean, it's getting to the point now where it's just like, and it's been like this, but it's to the point where, you know, we have to stand up for ourselves, create businesses, create our own schools, create our own institutions. If not, then we'll always be, you know, under somebody and have somebody be our boss and tell us what to do all the time. And I think, again, that's not a position that any group of people want to be under for hundreds of years. I mean, again, do we want to repeat what happened 400 years ago where, you know, basically you're having to get opportunities and, you know, bow down to people that don't respect you? No. So, like I said, that's just my point of view. And again, if you want to follow me, you can follow me on Spotify by just typing in Mark Parham Podcast. And then also you can follow me on Rumble by just typing in Mark Parham. Thank you.